This is the Composer's Datebook for June 11th. I'm John Burge. On this date in 1970, the New York Philharmonic, led by Andre Kostolanitz, introduced the world's largest vocal soloists in the premiere of And God Created Great Whales by American composer Alan Hovhaness. The New York Times found the music accompanying the recorded songs of whales fairly inconsequential but pleasant enough. Faced with such an irresistible soloist, the review continued, Mr. Hovhaness must have suspected he would be harpooned, but with his customary skill he put up the battle, conjuring up the sea by unmeasured bowing and overlapping patterns, and setting brass and percussion to echoing the real thing. Hovhaness died on June 21, 2000, at the age of 89, having written more than 500 works, including 67 symphonies. He once said, "I'm very happy if somebody else likes my music, but I don't mind if anybody doesn't, and I don't have any respect for critics." Hovhaness did have his champions, like Leopold Stokowski, who asked him for a new symphony in the early 1950s. Hovhaness said Stokowski asked him to give it a title, since people liked titles. So Hovhaness called his new symphony Mysterious Mountain. Stokowski was pleased, and he was right. Mysterious Mountain went on to become Hovhaness' best-known work. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.